I addressed this issue a little bit at the baseball game when I was interviewed by ESPN, but let me reiterate it. Groups like ISIL can't destroy us. They can't defeat us. They don't produce anything. They're not an existential threat to us. They are vicious killers and murderers who've perverted one of the world's great religions, and their primary power, in addition to killing innocent lives, is to strike fear in our societies, to disrupt our societies, so that the effect cascades from an explosion or an attack by a semi-automatic rifle. Even as we are systematic and ruthless and focused in going after them, disrupting their networks, getting their leaders, rolling up their operations, it is very important for us to not respond with fear. As I said, that's hard to do because we see the impact in such an intimate way of the attacks that they make. We defeat them in part by saying, you are not strong, you are weak. We send a message to those who might be inspired by them to say, you are not going to change our values of liberty and openness and the respect of all people. One of my proudest moments as president was watching Boston respond after the Boston Marathon attack, because they taught America a lesson. They grieved. We apprehended those who had carried this out. But a few days later, folks were out shopping. Boston strong. And that is how we are going to defeat these terrorist groups, in part because we're going after them and we are strong. Our values are right. You offer nothing except death. And so it's important for the U.S. president and the U.S. government to be able to work with people who are building and who are creating things and creating jobs and trying to solve major problems like climate change